Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Patrick Pietrantonio was raised as a Roman Catholic in a traditional Italian household. At the age of 20, he first heard the term born again. That was foreign thought to him, never came up in as many years of his Catholic education. That changed him forever as he endeavored to discover what those words truly meant. For the next 40-some years, he made a quest to understand biblical truth in its truest form. He studied the life of Paul the Apostle in detail, and a spiritual understanding began to unfold to him that traditionally has not been taught. In Simply Paul, Patrick shares what was revealed to him. Paul was a man of simple truth, and what Paul believed as a Pharisee to be God's will in the Jewish religion. Paul was among the top in his peers and defended it to the utmost. There came a defining moment that changed the direction of Paul's life as he directed an encounter with Jesus Christ himself. What was talked about in this encounter will change your perception of Paul. And Patrick Pietrantonio, author of Simply Paul the Apostle, is our guest on This Week in America. Patrick, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it much.
Looking forward to our conversation today. This is really an in-depth look at the Apostle Paul. Talk about what made you want to write about Paul. What was fascinating that you decided to devote a number of years of your life to coming up with details that most of us had never heard about?
Great question, Rick. Well, out of the 27 books of the New Testament, Paul wrote 14 of them. So just over half of the New Testament, the Apostle Paul wrote. And in those writings, Paul opens up doors of understanding that was not known, as he states in his epistles, that was not known before in ages of past. The Old Testament prophets did not know this. They had a glance of what was going to be coming. But Paul quotes it and writes it as a mystery that was revealed to him, that this mystery was before the foundations of the world. And this mystery that was not known to the apostles, the original 12, was known to Paul as he wrote after his experience on the road to Damascus. Paul says he went into Arabia for 3 years. And in Arabia, Paul says that he was taught personally by Jesus Christ exactly what his life, his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension meant to this new time period called the body of Christ, which is the church. And so once I understood what Paul was writing and the information and the knowledge that was given to him by Jesus Christ directly, this is something that I should pay attention to.
And you have, and you've done a remarkable job of bringing that in so many stories about Paul out in your book, Simply Paul. The author and our guest is Patrick Pietrantonio. That's Pietrantano. The book is available. WespoPress.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did it take you to do the research, to lay the groundwork for Simply Paul?
Well, to do the research and to really understand that, it took me about 18 months. And putting it all together from his road to Damascus to his imprisonment, everything that took place during that time, it was amazing to understand what this man went through. Paul was a very well-educated man. He was a Pharisee. He was raised in Jerusalem by Gamaliel, which was a doctor of the law. So he studied under the most prestigious education that you can get in the Jewish religion. So he knew the Old Testament well. And I bring up in my book, was Paul there? Because he was a Pharisee. Was Paul there during the life of Christ? Was he there when Christ was being interrogated, when they took him in with the high priest? Was he actually there? Those are things that I bring up in my book. These are things that is to understand Paul and to understand what happened to him, especially on the road to Damascus, is amazing. I bring up in my book one great big topic, and it's in the first chapter. On the road to Damascus, Paul experiences with the men with him a light that shone from heaven that knocked him down, knocked him off his horse, and the men with him. And the only thing everybody that I've talked to, well, what was said to Paul? What did Jesus Christ say to Paul at that time? And I would say 99.9% of the people that I talk to only know this: Paul, Paul, why persecutest thou me? Well, when you understand the Bible, yes. And this is where we have to understand the Bible. This was a long drawn out conversation that Jesus Christ personally said to Paul. And I cover that in my first chapter.
And you do that in great detail too, don't you? I mean, you really give us the background. You almost feel like you're there and listening in on that conversation with the way you present it in your book, Simply Paul.
Yes, and I tell you what, that conversation was very lengthy. And most people don't understand that that's what took place at that time. And Paul himself records the conversation that took place in Acts chapter 26 when he was talking to King Agrippa. And King Agrippa was the son of Herod Agrippa, which was the one who killed James, the apostle. And in that time when King Agrippa was interrogating Paul, whether to send him to Rome or to set him free, he lays out to King Agrippa exactly word for word what happened in that Damascus experience. That's when Jesus Christ himself ordained Paul as a minister, word for word, and how he told him what he was going to do and the things that he was going to teach that would defeat and open the eyes of the people to defeat the devil. It's a very long, drawn-out conversation, and I'm going to say 99% of the Christians have no idea what Jesus told Paul at that moment on his Damascus experience. Phenomenal.
I think you have our attention, and that's just a tip of the iceberg, what Patrick goes into in Simply Paul. Patrick Pietrantano is our guest, Pietrantano. The book is available, westbowpress.com, and I'll give you Patrick's email address so you can contact him a little bit later on in the program. So get something around if you have some information that you would like to share or comments you would like to make that you could get to Patrick. In the book, you talk about how Paul encounters seven exorcists. Talk about that story.
Amazingly. You know, when you think of an exorcist, you think of the Catholic Church and you think of this and that. Paul encounters seven exorcists, and this happened in the city of Ephesus, where I would say that the height of his ministry took place. And in this encounter with these seven exorcists, to understand, and I put this in my book, and I try to explain it in great detail, that an exorcist is one who exorcises evil spirits. And most people don't understand that. You know, 70 years ago to this year, the movie The Exorcist come out. It's been 50 years. It's been 50 years since that movie come out. Wow. And just this month, the movie come out, The Pope's Exorcist. And so most people think that the way to deal with the devil is through an inanimate object, like a crucifix, holy water, or some kind of medallion. And that's where the fallacy of dealing with the devil comes through an inanimate object. That's not the way that Paul handled it. And Paul lays it out, how he handled dealing with devils and casting devils out. Holy water doesn't affect the devil. Showing a crucifix will never affect the devil. One of the things that evil does is evil will work in unison to create an image of false reality to secure their identity. And to understand what an exorcist is, you have to understand the prophecy that Jesus quoted to the sons of the Sceva. He said that your sons will be your witness. And what were they doing? They were accusing Jesus of casting out devils by devils. So, and Jesus said, you know what? Your sons will be your witness. And those seven sons were the sons of Sceva, who was accusing Jesus of casting out devils by devils. And that's exactly what exorcists do. They cast out devils by devils. And to understand that great understanding, Christianity is when it comes to exorcism is a counterfeit of what Paul was teaching. That casting out devils in the name of Jesus Christ is the true manifestation of casting out devils. No inanimate object will ever defeat the devil. Showing a crucifix and holy water is a facade for that. And we've bought into that. So to understand what Paul taught, to understand how Paul did it, not only that, but to understand how the other apostles did it and how Jesus did it, it was not holding up a crucifix. No inanimate object will ever defeat or back down the devil.
What a fascinating story. One of many. This book comes alive. Paul's life comes alive. The book is Simply Paul. Our guest on the program is Patrick Pietrantano. That's Pietrantano. A book is published by Westbow Press. You'll find the book there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google, all of those places. Patrick will do it now, and then at the end of the conversation, what is your email? If people want to contact you, what's the email they should use?
Rick, my email is in all lowercase, Pat, that's P-A-T-P, 7757@gmail.com.
And we will mention that again at the end of the program, so you can get in contact. It's interesting, in the preface of the book, the foreword of the book, Reverend Pfeiffer says, is convinced that Patrick was inspired by the same Holy Spirit that led Paul throughout his ministry. Did you feel that way as you were writing this? Did you have any idea when you began this journey, Simply Paul, what you were going to discover and how it was going to impact for generations the thought of Paul and who he is and the impact he had? Did you have any idea going into this project?
Somewhat, Rick, somewhat. But when I got into writing the book, I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit gives us revelation knowledge. And things popped up to me that I, in my previous study, did not understand. Once I understood, when Paul went into Arabia, it says that he was in Arabia for 3 years. And Paul says that Arabia is in Sinai. And when you study this out, and I cover this in great detail in my book. I believe Paul received this great revelation of the mystery where Moses received the Ten Commandments in Mount Sinai.
Interesting.
I believe the giving of the law, where God gave Moses the law, Paul, or Jesus Christ, gave Paul the revelation of this great mystery on that same mount.
There's so much in this book, Simply Paul, and you will read it and discover for yourself a different Paul than most of us recall were taught over the years. You'll see why. The reviews have been excellent for Patrick's book, Simply Paul. Patrick P. Trantano, that's P-I-E-T-R-A-N-T-A-N-O. You'll link onto it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time is going by so quickly, but I want to go back to something that you mentioned earlier. Why was Paul captured by the Roman government and imprisoned when it was not God's will for his life? Why did that happen?
Boy, that is a big one here. Paul was captured because God told him not to go to Jerusalem at that time. There was a great controversy going on in the first century church. And it started with what we call the First Council at Jerusalem. This is where Paul and Barnabas had a major discussion, I would say argument, because they were teaching that in order to be saved, you still had to keep the Old Testament law. You had to be circumcised, and you had to follow the law. If you didn't do that, no matter what Jesus did on the cross, you could not be saved. Paul and Barnabas got in their face and said, no, we have to go to Jerusalem about this matter, and we have to straighten it up. Well, they went there, and I cover this in great detail. And exactly what happened and what was said at that meeting. At the course of this meeting, the apostles and elders agreed that the Gentiles did not have to be circumcised or follow the law. However, the Jews still had to follow the law and be circumcised. Paul disagrees. And Paul in his letters writes that. He says, There is, you are no longer under the law. Righteousness does not come by fulfilling or acting on the law. Jesus Christ was the end of that law. Matter of fact, Paul quotes and he says, look, he says, very simple. If righteousness come by the law and by the doings of it, then Christ is dead in vain. There's no sense in why did his death was in vain if you still have to fulfill the law. That was amazing for me to understand that. And there was a great conflict. And God told Paul, stay out of Jerusalem. I don't want you to go there. You stay out of Jerusalem. That's my job. My job is to straighten that out. And so when Paul disregarded prophetic words that were spoken to him time and time and time again, and especially the final call that God tried to get Paul not to go into Jerusalem, because he said, boy, you go there and you were going to be in trouble. But Agabus, who was a legitimate prophet, came down from Jerusalem. He looked at Paul. And Paul has been ignoring all the prophetic words given to him. And he looked at Paul and he says, look, thus saith the Holy Ghost. And he took Paul's girdle, a wrapping for his garments. He took it to him from him forcefully, didn't ask him. He laid down, Agabus laid down on the ground, tied his own hands and feet, and he said, thus saith the Holy Ghost. If you go to Jerusalem, they will bind you You will never be free again. That's not my will for you. And Paul ignored it, went to Jerusalem, got himself in trouble, and got captured by the Roman government and was never free again. And however, the reason why he ignored that, I cover that in my book. The Jews at Jerusalem, including the apostles, they were still sacrificing animals for sin. They believed in Jesus. They knew that he was the Messiah. But as a Jew, they did not want to forsake Moses. They did not want to forsake that law. And they felt that as Jews, we still had to do the sacrificial sacrifice of animals for the blood, for our purification, for our redemption, and for the forgiveness of sins. When that was absolutely, when you think of it, that was blasphemy. Because Jesus was the Passover. He was our Passover. Yes. There was no more necessity for you to sacrifice animals. And we do that in our churches today. Yeah, we know Jesus Christ died on the cross, but we still have to do this in order to maintain our salvation. This is exactly what Paul was trying to go to Jerusalem to convince his brethren, which were Jews, that, look, this was no longer necessary. What you're doing is actually blasphemy. It is blasphemy to think that you still have to do something after what Jesus Christ did for us. And this was his quest. This is why he wanted to go to Jerusalem. This is why he ignored the revelations that he received from God, the prophetic words that were spoken to him. This is why he ignored all that, because he loved his brethren so much. He loved the Jews so much. They were his brethren. He loved them so much that he felt that this was his mission. That was not his mission. That was God's responsibility. And God took care of it. That happened, and God took care of it, because not shortly after that, Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans, about 12 years after that.
Interesting.
So after that was done, now God is going to say, what are you going to do now? How are you going to sacrifice your animals? Jesus Christ was it. He was the total sacrifice. Jerusalem was destroyed, so you can no longer sacrifice animals. You could, that practice was done away with.
Yes.
With Christ. So Paul was then imprisoned, and while he was imprisoned in Caesarea, he was imprisoned there for 2 years before he was sent to Rome. And this breaks my heart. And it's not recorded that anybody came to Paul's rescue in Caesarea. Nobody came to see him. Matter of fact, when he was in Jerusalem, those 2 or 3 days that he was there, the Jews sent they had a plot to kill him, and nobody came to his rescue except his nephew. This was Paul's sister's son. He got word of the plot to kill Paul. He told the Roman guards that plot, and they took Paul out by night under guard with, I believe it was over 470 soldiers. That's how much that they understood the plot to kill Paul was at hand. But it's not recorded that anybody came to Paul's rescue. Nobody was speaking up for Paul. Nobody was speaking up for Paul. And I cover that in great detail in my book. And it breaks my heart.
Well, there are several things in the book as you're reading that I would put in the heartbreaking category. And unfortunately, we're out of time. There's so much more, but that's why Patrick has written the book, so we can sit down at our leisure and read and learn. It's a powerful book, Simply Paul the Apostle by Patrick Petrontano. The book is available at westbowpress.com, Amazon, the usual places, kingpagespress.com, the marketing consultant for the book. Patrick, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Give me your email one more time so people can get in touch and share communication with you.
Yes, it's all lowercase. Again, it's Pat, P-A-T-P, 7757 at gmail.com.
Patrick, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Just as a personal note, I've never met Patrick before. His wife, Lisa, I know. Patrick's father-in-law, George Dunster, was a great friend of mine, and we worked together for 30-some years in television, a remarkable human being that helped shape my life and so many others. And I'm sure, Patrick, you say in your life and Lisa's life as well, it's been a pleasure having you on the program to discuss this book. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. What are you working on now? You are really a gifted author in researching and making these stories come alive. What are you working on now?
My next book is going to be called The Documents of Men. And what is it about the documents of men that have set the timeline of God, that starts the timeline of God? The first decree of men, or the documents of men, was written by Artaxerxes, that he gave permission to start to rebuild the temple, which started the 70 weeks of Daniel. And that's a 490-year period. Jesus Christ, it ended with Jesus Christ in the 69th year. And there's going to be another document of men that is recorded in the Bible. That this document of men that is written will start the 7-year tribulation. So my next book is called The Documents of Men. And I get into great detail about in the book of Daniel. And the next document that is just about, I believe, is just about ready to be signed. And his name is the Antichrist with Israel. That will start the timeline of God for 7 years.
I am looking forward to that book and hope we have a chance to talk about that as well. Excellent job, Patrick, on the book Simply Paul. Patrick Petrontano, Petrontano, P-I-E-T-R-A-N-T-A-N-O. A whole lot of letters in there, and I got them right. And let me spell that in case you're going to Google that. That's P-I-E-T-R-A-N-T-A-N-O. And you can link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Patrick, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to doing it again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. Love you.
It has been a pleasure. We'll be back on This Week in America. By the way, all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.